What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you just tuned in, great news from Donald Trump. Two great pieces of news. I mentioned it earlier. I'll mention it again. This is the day. In fact, this afternoon is when Donald Trump says that the JFK files will be made available to the public, all of them and unredacted. In fact, you know, I should play that for you one more time. Hold on a second here, because it's such a big deal, and the media did not cover this thing at all here locally. It's beyond pathetic. It really is. All right, hold on a second here. All right. Okay. Hear the good news for yourself. Now, he said this yesterday. He's referring to today, this afternoon. After more than 60 years of waiting, we're going to finally find out what the hell happened, and we'll see if our government was in any way involved. I suspect it was, or else why would they have sealed the records for decades? Here's Trump.
But while we're here, I thought it would be appropriate. We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this, and I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people put together by Tulsi Gabbard, and that's going to be released tomorrow. We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. But we're going to be releasing the JFK files, and that would be tomorrow. Do you have anything else to add to that, Carolyn? So that's a big announcement. They've been waiting for that for decades. Then I said during the campaign I'd do it, and I'm a man of my word. So tomorrow you have the JFK files. What time will they be released? Tomorrow afternoon, okay.
Have you seen what's in the files? Have you read them?
I've heard about them.
Was there anything interesting?
It's going to be very interesting.
Was there an executive summary supplied to you, Mr. President?
No, I'm not doing summaries. You'll write your own summaries. It's many pages. Is it 80,000 pages? Approximately 80,000 pages. So it's a lot of stuff. And you'll make your own determination.
That's today. This afternoon, maybe during the Steve Novotny show, I don't know, but maybe so. So you got to tune in, Steve Novotny, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern time, right here, River Talk Radio Network. After more than six decades, we finally are going to find out everything about the JFK assassination. And it's going to be unredacted. That's what the man just said. He's a man of his word, the president. My guess is that tomorrow is going to be a pretty interesting news day. That's my guess. I could be wrong, but that's my guess. Also, Donald Trump, I'm going to mention this earlier, but for those who just joined us, more great news regarding Donald Trump. He posted this on Truth Social, and I found this out through West Virginia State Senator Chris Rose, who posted it on Facebook, and I went, oh my God, that's wonderful. So I reached out to Chris to see if he wanted to come on this morning and didn't hear back by the time the show started, so maybe get him on tomorrow or something, if at all possible. Anyway, here's what Donald Trump posted. This is wonderful news for the heart of MAGA Nation, which is the Upper Ohio Valley, or as people like to call it, Dimitriland, Southeast Ohio, West Virginia, western part of Maryland, southwest part of Pennsylvania. It's Washington County, Greene County, Fayette. It's just amazingly good news. So here's Donald Trump's statement. After years of being held captive by environmental extremists, lunatics, radicals, and thugs, allowing other countries, in particular China, to gain tremendous economic advantage over us by opening up hundreds of all coal-fired power plants, I'm authorizing my administration to immediately begin producing energy with beautiful, clean coal. And beautiful, clean coal is all uppercase. Is this amazing news or what? I'm just thrilled beyond belief regarding all of this. Now, I had another audio clip that I wanted to play for you. It's another Ben's letting you know about some of the problems with U.S. aid that they're not been telling you. Okay, here's the other one. Hold on one second here. Just bear with me. All righty. This, why am I having such a hard time with this? All right, here we go.
USAID gave $5 million to Open Society Foundation Macedonia. $5 million, a direct grantee. With the help of then-President Barack Obama's U.S. ambassador to Macedonia, the U.S. government spent millions of taxpayer dollars to destabilize the democratically elected center-right government by colluding with Soros. So USAID is actually funding Soros, and Soros is passing those funds to the people on the ground, the local politicians, the local judges, the local prosecutors, the local anti-corruption NGOs, the local media outlets, the local trade labor groups and unions. One NGO funded by the USAID Soros Alliance paid for the translation into Macedonian of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. So USAID paid to have Saul Alinsky street protest handbooks printed. How funny is that?
Absolutely unbelievable. All your money being laundered through U.S. aid, and God knows what else they're going to find with Elon Musk and Doge and Big Balls and all that. Hundreds of millions of dollars, I guess they're in the, well, they're well into the billions now. It's your money. They're laundering it. They're handing it out to these globalists. They're funneling it back into the United States. How do you think all these politicians become multimillionaires when their salaries are a fraction of that? You wonder why so many of them are losing their minds over this. Remember, no one is questioning the accuracy of anything that Elon Musk has found. All these crazy Democrats screaming and shouting and everything else, and all these protesters, which you know have got to be being paid for by Soros-type multi-billionaire globalist evil bastards. Not one. Have you noticed this? Not one has said that anything Elon Musk has uncovered is inaccurate. And everything that is being uncovered by Doge is posted on ex-Twitter. So if he's giving us accurate information about what is happening in our country with our money, you would think that'd be a good thing. You know, transparency, that whole transparency thingy. And yet you have the people on the left, especially these Democrat politicians, they're losing their minds now that we're learning about the money laundering scheme. But also remember, there are about two dozen Republican United States senators who voted against Rand Paul's bill to defund the money laundering machine known as USAID. And one of those Republican senators is West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. She's one of them. She had a great opportunity to vote for the bill to defund the money laundering operation, USAID, but she voted against it. And I don't know how much of this is to protect herself and her family wealth. She's the grand dam, of course, of the Archmore political dynasty. But it might also be to save her favorite nephew, who she installed as your congressman. He's Riley Moore. He is the congressman representing the 2nd Congressional District of West Virginia, essentially the upper half of the state. You might know Riley Moore better as Rick Rattler, the founder and lead singer of the group Rattler, which is a punk rock group that or heavy metal that worships Satan, and talked about drug dealing and drinking and doing horrendous things to innocent young girls. But Riley Moore is also the former vice president of the Podesta Group, either the Podesta group or some Podesta organization. He was the vice president, one heartbeat away from Podesta himself. And if you know anything about the Podesta posse and all of the allegations regarding the just demented, just disgusting, and just the degenerate things that they've been accused of, this Podesta posse, these people linked to the Podestas, that might be another reason why Shelley Moore Capito wants the money laundering operation to continue, because Podesta, according to lots and lots of posts on X Twitter, Podesta was getting hundreds of millions of dollars, one form or another, from USAID. And so it comes full circle. West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, her favorite nephew, who she had installed as your next, as your congressman. He is your congressman right now. And you can tell it's her nephew, because all the problems going on in Weirton with the water, where is Congressman Riley Moore? Would it surprise anyone to learn that he maybe is in D.C. lining his own pocket with insider trading like everybody else there seems to be doing? Would it surprise you if we learned that someday? I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me if that ever happened. But yeah, Shelley Moore Capito. Local media won't tell you any of this stuff. They'll only give you some good stuff about her. Oh, she's opposed to fentanyl, and she's opposed to China owning, you know, too much land in the United States or whatever. It's all just a fig leaf for what's really going on. This money laundering operation that Elon Musk has uncovered, no one is claiming that any of the results are not accurate. That's the key. But they're all terrified, including some of the local little ragtag group of Marxist misfits around here that periodically take out their Elon Musk as a Nazi signs and parade around the area here. None of them are challenging the accuracy of any of this. They're furious. They're enraged because you're learning the truth about the money laundering. That's what they're enraged about. And they're calling Elon Musk names and Trump names, and we need to, you know, to deface Teslas and do vandalism at Teslas. Why? Because he's giving us bad information, wrong information? No, because he's telling us the truth. And for all these years, these politicians who are saying, well, your Social Security is going to be running out someday, we're learning more and more that the reason that it's running out is because they've been using it as their own private piggy bank, laundering the money so that they can pay their buddies and their friends. And he's uncovering that as well. Again, we're looking at the tip of the iceberg. But the Uniparty, which is the Democrats, including establishment Republicans like Shelley Moore Capito, are opposed to this.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Thank you. indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.